Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Listen, yesterday on our socials, the question went up. Where is the most inappropriate place that you have sat streaming sport on your phone?
Een van die antwoorde wat ons gekry het was Bolt. Bolt. Can I share one with you that
yes,
I got?
Yes, share one.
I got one
me.
From The Unicorn on Instagram. I was late for my wedding to my ex-husband because I had to watch the rugby finals between the Blue Bulls and the Stormers. This is about 16 or 17 years ago. She was late.
For her own, I mean, if you're the bride, it's fine.
She was late. And then, she says, her and her new partner are even worse. Ek het tot al 'n show gedoen met hom langs my met rugby op sy tablet terwyl ek sing. Hashtag enabler.
Can I ask a question? If you're going to be late for your own wedding because you're watching the rugby, at what point in the game is it too early to be late? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if it's 6 minutes to go to the end, then maybe it's fine. But if it's 6 minutes into the first half, you can't be like, hey, the scrum is looking pretty good. Let's sit for a bit.
Of wat ek kan doen by 'n troue is maak jou ceremony shop quick fast in die break.
In the halftime break.
In die halftime pause.
That's quite clever though.
I tell you, schedule it to within an inch.
Because I think many South Africans, we have ended up at weddings where someone has been watching games somewhere.
100%.
I mean, I've been to receptions that have been paused. Father-daughter, first dance, father-daughter dance. Everyone please calm down. We're going to bring the TVs out, the Springboks are playing. After there's that game, we can carry on with the reception.
I think this lady should have been smart about it. And I mean, she's obviously in the entertainment industry as well. She should have sent a body double to sort of just be there while people are doing speeches while she watches, and then just sort of let the body double slip out, and then she comes in when the rugby's over.
Ek wil net aansluit by wat jy sê, Rob, is dat as die seremonie gestop word of daar is 'n designated tyd wat almal stop en almal kyk die rugby.
Yeah.
That's great. Because then there's no distraction of someone sitting with their phone underneath their bum looking down when he's supposed to be watching me getting married, rather than pause the whole thing completely, almal kyk, almal kyk, rugby, and then we go on with the formalities of the day.
Well, that is today's question. We'll run you through some of the absolutely wild answers we got in a moment. But where is the most inappropriate place that you have hauled your phone out of your pocket just so that you can keep an eye on free qualifying?
The Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM.
We've got so many answers to this thing, but ons het een wat regtig contrary is met al die ander wat ons gekry het.
Wat
van Derek.
What does Derek say?
I can proudly say I have never streamed sport anywhere ever. I don't get why everyone gets so hyped up about sport culture in this country.
Well, Derek, my friend, I can tell you for free that Tristan sent us a message saying he was late for his own wedding because he was watching Man United. Now, of all the teams you are allowed to be late for, Man United is not one of them.
Man United. Tristan, how is that working out for you, being a Man United supporter? Say for us, is he okay? Is alles okay by die huis? I just want to know.
Can I read you some more?
Yes.
Pippa, 2 weeks ago, I was at a charity fundraising dinner, watching my sport there.
Aye.
Also says, when she was younger, she watched the game from the front of the Unibos stage.
That's commitment.
With her friends.
We've been on that stage. That is loud.
And listen, if you were there watching the vibes and the music was good and you were also keeping an eye on the game and I was on that stage, Pips, I would not have anything to say about it.
It's a win-win. Tiandra say, my husband was watching Formula One at my brother's wedding. She sent us pictures of her husband with his phone on his lap and then zoomed in another picture of the karinkies going around and round.
Aletta say, in die kerk. Reg agter ry, ek het vir die rugby gekyk.
Jo.
And then she forgot where she was and she celebrated a try.
Nee, kyk jy so. A lot of people forgetting where they are on Facebook. Carl said, at work. Guess what his job was?
What?
A diesel mechanic. I was a diesel
mechanic. That's okay.
Listen here. Wait, this is wild.
Yeah.
I was a diesel mechanic at the time while servicing a truck. I slid underneath the truck and watched how we beat the All Blacks in Wellington. I got caught though. I just couldn't keep quiet.
Listen, Brew, if you can fit your phone somewhere under the engine block there.
Nia.
While you're tightening and... come on, watch the game.
Nia. Daai mense wat onder trokke werk en onder karre werk, asseblief, julle moet ekstra versigtig wees. Marinus. While shopping and pushing a grocery cart, Box played way too early for us South Africans. We needed it at 5 p.m. Before 5 p.m, my wife takes over. So nou loop ek in die Checkers of die Woolies of wherever. Nou loop ek agter Marinus en Marinus se trolley gaan in elke rigting behalwe reguit, want Marinus is besig om hier rugby te kyk. Nee, man.
We also have had more than one person come through and say they were streaming a game at the funeral.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. If it was my grandfather's and I was watching cricket, he would totally have been okay with it.
You reckon?
He would have been like, okay. Dis 'n goeie kind daai. I've raised him well because that was our thing. We used to sit and watch any cricket game in the world. I know my grandfather would be watching it. So if that was his, I think it would have been lekker.
Can I read you one more?
Yes.
La Rochelle. Oh, how I wish it could stay anonymous. But hey, it helped pay the bills. I was working in an office at a gentleman's club, and people would still watch important games there too. Luckily, I outgrew the environment. And then this one from Bronwyn, which I guess is pretty not inappropriate, but the situation makes it inappropriate. You might disagree, but the most inappropriate place my boyfriend has chosen to watch sports was right next to me at 2 in the morning while I was sleeping at full volume so he can feel like he's in the middle of the game. Please note, my boyfriend is generally the most thoughtful person, except when it comes to the TV's volume.
The Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM. Hey.